All right, time for Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all our listeners out there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about two films. First up, The Batman. Out of the gate, my reaction? Wow. Robert Pattinson's Batman has a gothic look and a brooding attitude, although he does open up to Catwoman, played by Zoe Kravitz. Look for an unrecognizable Colin Farrell as the Penguin, and an updated look for the Riddler, played by Paul Dano.
When that light hits the sky, it's not just a call. It's a warning.
The bottom line, I'm way in. 3.5 stars out of 4. See it at the IMAX if you can, because the visual effects are so stunning. And, you know, this is an artsy film, and it has, this nonstop rainy tone. Robert Pattinson's and Zoe Kravitz's chemistry, they are the ones that make this film a total standout. Next up, The Adam Project. It stars Ryan Reynolds in a science fiction movie. Reynolds plays Adam Reed, a time-traveling fighter pilot that crashes near his boyhood home. While there, he discovers his 12-year-old self, who ends up helping him on a mission to save the world.
You know what you have to do. Stop time travel from ever being invented. What's your plan?
I'm not going to explain my plan to a 12-year-old nerd with an inhaler.
I do not have a plan,
but I know somebody who does.
The bottom line, I'm in. 3 stars out of 4. You know, here's a family film that's lots of fun while being entertaining. It also stars Jennifer Garner. Sean Levy is the director, and you might remember him as the director of Free Guy. Thanks so much for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson. For Sarah's Backstage Pass, check out The Batman and The Adam Project, and I'll see you next week.